Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Hy-Vee store director Derek Sparks joins us on today's program to talk about the recognition he received from Hy-Vee for his community involvement.
Well, Derek, first of all, we learned that you had a pretty special honor and you were recognized by the Hy-Vee and now sit in their Hall of Fame for your community involvement. First of all, what was your reaction upon hearing that news?
My reaction was just, wow, you know, you're really calling me. I mean, there's 250 other store directors and I'm just honored to be able to achieve that in the short amount of time I've been a store director, which it was just an honor and awestruck at the same time.
You were recognized for your community involvement, and many people in the community have seen your active role. What are some of the organizations that you've participated in personally or that you've kind of gotten Hy-Vee behind here locally?
Some causes I've been able to support is Dollars for Scholars is something I joined when I first got here. Anything that involves the kids, I definitely want to be involved. Being involved with the schools has been a big thing for me. And on top of that, the food shelf. And that one just, you know, hits near home because I've had to utilize that in my life, and it's a big deal to be able to give back where you can. The Pella Opera House has been an amazing experience so far. Being involved at church and our Tulip Time booth and things like that has just been an awesome experience. And, I mean, it's stuff we need to do.
Why should Hy-Vee be so involved in their local community?
Honestly, being involved in the community is one of those pillars that Hy-Vee has had for the 86 years we've been around, is just having a strong community presence, and that's something I strive for coming into Pella, but to see how everyone is involved in Pella, you know, it just, you have to take your game to the next level, and I just try to be involved in wherever I can.
And what has this community meant to you since you've come here? Because I know it seems like you're having a lot of fun here in Pella. What has it meant to find this community, so to speak, and to be the store director here?
You know, for me, being outgoing and being out in the community talking to people is probably one of the biggest struggles I thought I would have coming to Pella. But when I got here and seeing how open people are and just how easy it is to talk to everybody and just being able to help where I can and everybody being so accepting, it's just, it's made it pretty easy. And honestly, this, you know, award I achieved is something, you know, it's a thank you to everybody here for, you know, allowing that to happen.
What has it been like for you to see the community be such a giving community as well when you came here? I'm sure that's probably helped you get involved with a lot of these organizations.
It is. What I've seen is just the community being involved with everything. They're not afraid to give, especially to those causes that matter, like the food shelf and Dollars for Scholars, again, things with kids. And just, there's so many organizations that, you know, have a need in town, and for everybody to be behind literally all of them is really cool to see.
We mentioned community involvement. That's why you won this award. I understand this is pretty exclusive, and not to make it sound like it's braggadocious, but, you know, how many store directors are typically picked for this each year, and what does it mean to be among that select group?
Well, they pick one store director a year, which is pretty incredible, you know, out of 250 directors, that I would be one of those. So just that number alone is pretty impressive to me, and what we've had to accomplish to be able to achieve that, you know, in a short amount of time, just to be even recognized to possibly win the award was really cool.
And for you now moving forward, what are some of the goals you hope to continue when it comes to community involvement or projects that you hope that Hy-Vee can get involved with?
For me, it's the same thing moving forward, just with the kids and the schools and just whatever I can be a part of, you know, that I can still have some free time, but I understand that, I mean, it's what I need to do. I need to be involved where I can.
Once again, that was Pella Hy-Vee store director Derek Sparks. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.